Do you want to earn a higher rate of return than you're making in the stock market? I'm talking about beating the market year after year. Hi, I'm Greg Herline. If you want to make more tax-free income, call me today at 888-738-1764. I specialize in helping people make more tax-free income with an IRA-approved retirement vehicle. And best of all, it's approved by the IRS. So what are you waiting on? Call me at 888-738-1764. And take control of your financial future with tax-free income. Call me at 888-738-1764. The consultation is absolutely free, so call me at 888-738-1764.
Horizon Trust Company is an independent passive custodian and is not associated or affiliated with and does not recommend, promote, or advise any specific investment opportunity, investment company, or any agents, employees, representatives, or other of such firms or entities. Investments are not FDIC insured, offer no bank guarantee, and may lose value.
Take control of your financial future. Call 888-738-1764.
Gather around!
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out. Step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media.
Listen up!
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
It is live and local now. Great to have you with us. It is final hour on Friday, and that means Rico Aller, the owner of Dry Supply, he moved much of his financial empire from the People's Republic of California to freedom. Freedom here in Nevada. And I'm so glad he did. Rico, good morning. How you been?
I've been great, Kevin. Great to hear from you again.
Let me just ask you, I woke up this morning and I discovered that Joy Reid still has a job, Samantha Bee still has a job, but the conservative Roseanne Barr, bizarre as she might be, is out of a job. You know, we talk about fairness in the Mueller investigation, and a lot of people are accusing the president of trying to sell the notion of fairness. My question is it fair that Joy Reid still has a job, that Samantha Bee still has a job, and that Roseanne has been fired? Does that make sense?
Let me draw. You know, it makes sense in one way. Let me draw that line a little tighter. Roseanne Barr is not a conservative. She's not at all a conservative. As a matter of fact, she's kind of a wacko. But she does support Donald Trump, and that is the distinction. That is all that matters to the media today, is that she was vocally in support of Donald Trump. Therefore, she could be sacrificed, even if her history has been virtually completely liberal in every other respect. That's the reason that there's a distinction there. And, of course, it's not fair. It's unjust. It's duplicitous. It's hypocritical. There's so much wrong with it that sensible people can see. The use of the language that whatever her name, Samantha Bee, I guess is her name.
Yeah.
Never listened to her before. But the language that she used, that's a word that I never, ever would use, ever. Even in my private life, I wouldn't use that word. You know, and it's just so demeaning to women. It is so contrary to what they pretend to support in terms of women's rights. It's an awful, awful display of hypocrisy.
You know, one of the things that's come up just in the last couple of days was this whole notion of Democrats questioning the president for using the term fairness, that he's thinking of a pardon for Martha Stewart. He's already granted a pardon to Dinesh D'Souza. He's thinking of commuting the sentence of Rod Blagojevich, all because these three people, in his view, have been treated unfairly by the government. And I guess my question, I thought that's all Democrats ever talk about. You know, the wealthiest 1% should pay more. because that's fair. We need to change federal law to protect gays and lesbians so that it'll be fair to them. Isn't that what they've been preaching for 50 years?
They've been preaching that. You know, the entire thing just amazes me. Just the constant hypocrisy. It just comes at every point. You can't escape it. I'm baffled that they could accuse Donald Trump of being unfair in a thing. You know, Dinesh D'Souza is a man that I personally know. He's one of the finest people I know. The way they prosecuted him was so over the top and so extreme. It was a penalty that should have been just a fine, a very simple fine. And they've done thousands of those to other people, but because Dinesh D'Souza did the movie that exposed the corruption in the Democrat Party, that's why they went after him. And they used the power of the federal government, the power of the presidency, and the power of the Justice Department to prosecute him. And that is the essence of evil. You know, when you have that kind of power, you have to exercise it justly, fairly, and in a way that's proportionate to the crime.
Well, and they even accused him. I heard Jake Tapper talking about his right-wing friends. He's talking about commuting the sentence of a Democrat, Rod Blagojevich, and commuting his he's no conservative chicken that I know of.
No, he's not. You know, isn't that amazing? They have to gloss that one over, but you know, that may well be you know, Donald Trump doesn't do anything that isn't calculated. He's despite the fact that he comes off as being, a lot of bluster and a lot of noise, he's thinking this through. He's playing this chess game at so many levels, and we don't figure it out until after the fact what it is that he has done so many times. This negotiation with North Korea, in concert with the Chinese and ZTE, the telecom company in China, all of those things fit together. And he is playing the way a businessman plays. I've done business deals where I give up something that looks like something that I would fundamentally desire because on the other side I gain something bigger. And it may not be today. It may be a year or 5 years from now. But that's how business people make decisions, because they're looking at the big picture. They're planning on being here when that happens.
Last time we checked, the on-again, off-again Korean summit is on again. Whether it will be off again by sunset remains to be seen. And I don't even know if you're a betting man, to be honest with you, but I'm curious, if you were a betting man, would you say we're going to have a North Korea summit on June 12 or sometime close to June 12?
I suspect so. I think there will be a summit of some kind, but Trump has played this extremely well. You know, he said repeatedly, this is going to be a process. This could happen soon. It may happen later. It may happen in several pieces. That's the way you negotiate. Once you reveal to your opponent what your hand is, and they understand what it is you desire, what it is you must have, and how valuable it is to you, they make decisions based upon that if they're not stupid. And businessmen do that every single day. When you negotiate to buy or to sell anything, which is what he's doing, it's a high stakes negotiation, but it's the same thing. You want to know what the other guy thinks. You want to understand his motivations, what it is he wants to gain out of this thing, and then you play your hand accordingly. And that is exactly what Donald Trump is doing. He's a master of this.
Coming up on the show, Rico Aller from Dry Supply in Carson City, a small businessman, a family man, and I'm sure he has some thoughts on candidates that are running statewide and in Northern Nevada. I'm going to ask him about some of his picks for this upcoming primary election. Endorsements, if you will, that he's willing to give. We'll give him a chance to think about it, and we'll take a quick break. So stick around. We got a lot to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. That's Rico Aller on our City National Bank guest hotline, joining us live and local now.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root. Look, folks, there's a lot more on the ballot than just governor, senator, and congressman. You need to focus on who we elect as judges. That's the place where we're losing our country. In Nevada, the elites haven't taken our rights away to pick our own judges yet. Please check out Nevada Supreme Court election for Open Seat C on the June 12th primary ballot. This is the first time in a decade that Nevada voters have a chance to pick a justice for the highest court in Nevada for themselves. Check out Alan Lefevre. The courts can be the last line of defense when government overreaches and chips away at our rights. Alan Lefevre is the correct choice if you believe in personal and economic freedom. Alan fled California because it was already a nanny state 30 years ago. He will not let Nevada go the way of California. Alan Lefevre believes, like our state's founding fathers, that Nevadans are a free people entitled to a limited government. Vote for Alan Lefevre. Go to Alan4NSCCC.com. That's Alan, the number 4, NSC for Nevada Supreme Court, CC.com. Alan Lefevre to keep Nevada, Nevada, not California. Alan Lefevre.
Paid for by Lefevre for Nevada Supreme Court Justice, Seat C.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Keeping us safe. That's the job of Nevada's next attorney general. The conservative choice, Wes Duncan. Duncan served in Iraq, where he helped prosecute terrorists in Baghdad, and still serves his country today as a JAG officer in the Air Force Reserves. Duncan was a criminal prosecutor and first assistant attorney general for Adam Laxalt. The choice of law enforcement. Sheriffs and district attorneys across Nevada have endorsed Wes Duncan. Attorney General Laxalt endorsed Wes Duncan because he will fight for our constitutional rights and keep our communities safe.
I'm Wes Duncan. Iraq was a defining moment in my life. The country was extremely dangerous. The rule of law had completely broken down. It made me realize if you don't have safety and security, nothing else matters. I'm running for Attorney General to make Nevada the safest place to raise a family.
Fighting for a safer Nevada. Republican Wes Duncan for Attorney General.
Paid for and authorized by the committee to elect Wes Duncan.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for U.S. Congress in District 4. I am a proud supporter of President Trump and his America First agenda. We've seen great improvements in our economy and many successes overseas. You need a congressman who will work with our president to keep us going in the right direction. I will be that congressman who focuses solely on you as we work to keep America great. Please vote in the primary election, and when you do, vote for me, David Gibbs, to be your next congressman in District 4. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
They got Tesla, we got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. You know what we do when we get close to election time. It's called endorsement time. And a guy that keeps his ear to the ground politically in northern Nevada is our buddy Rico Aller, who joins us from Dry Supply in beautiful Carson City. I know you've been looking at a bunch of the races. Can we talk a little bit about maybe some of the races that have drawn your eye? And if you have any thoughts on endorsements or things like that, Any races you're looking at closely?
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm sure not voting for Kiekeffer. I'm going to vote for Gary Schmidt, and he could be a pretty miserable candidate. I'd still vote for him because Kiekeffer, I think, is just a liar, and he gave us this tax increase that we're facing here as businesses in Nevada, and behaved like a Democrat, not like a Republican. And I'm definitely going to support his opponent, Gary Schmidt.
What do you know about Gary Schmidt? You know much about him?
Well, I mean, very, very little. I know he's not.
He's not Dean Kiekeffer. Okay, well, that's it. Sometimes that's all it takes.
That's good enough for me in this particular case. There's some tough ones for me. You know, the U.S. Senate race, you know, I can't stand Dean Heller, but I'm not particularly fond of anybody else in the race. I suppose I'll probably vote for Tom Heck. My son is very supportive of Tom Heck, and that influences me to some degree. You know, it used to be that I influenced his opinions more. You know, how that changes as you get older?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that true? Yeah, all of a sudden they're giving you the advice rather than you giving them the advice.
Well, you know, he's running my business for me, so I'm kind of inclined. He showed wisdom there, so I think I know he's a very my son Spencer is extremely conservative. He was an employee of Gun Owners of America for many years.
Before he decided to join.
Just a few years ago, he decided to join our business, and then the congressional district. I really, really like Mark Amaday, but I don't agree with him on a lot of things, and I agree more with Sharon Angle from the standpoint of policy positions. I'm concerned that she's just a tiny bit wacky. I really like her, though, and I think she'd make a pretty good senator. I'm outside in my shop right now, and you can hear the kids playing on the radio, the outside radio. That's that background noise you hear. That's my son-in-law calling somebody.
Oh,
they don't
my
realize
God.
I'm out here trying to talk to you.
I know,
Roy.
I know.
Roy, sorry.
Wow.
This is comical.
Let me ask you, though. So when push comes to shove, do you vote for Sharon Angle or Mark Amaday?
I'm going to vote for Mark. You know, I like him. There's so many things about him that I really, really like. Nobody's 100% on everything with me because nobody's 100% right except me. But I do like Mark a great deal. I think he's a good man, too.
And I do, too.
So that's where I'm going. Yeah,
I do, too.
The governor's race is an easy one for me. I'm voting for Adam Laxalt. I've known Adam for many years. His relationship with the casinos bothers me. It concerns me. However, it's pretty difficult to be in statewide politics in the state of Nevada and not have a relationship there. And I hope that he maintains a degree of sensibility as regards that issue.
Do you like watching the Dems and their Republican or their Democrat gubernatorial campaign? They're spending almost – I'll bet you they've spent $10 million already just in bashing each other. They haven't even gotten –
Can you believe that? Have you heard the radio ads?
Oh, I know.
My gosh. They're beating the – I mean, it is the filthiest it's like a California Republican primary.
Oh yeah, that nobody clears the field and they beat the hell out of each other, and then they got nothing left for the general election.
They go to the general election. Well, that could prove really good for us. You know, and I'd like to ask you where you stand on the lieutenant governor's race, because I have not made my mind up.
I'll be honest with you, I haven't made my mind up. There's some very, very good people in that race. You know what I hate is
I'm not voting for Roberson. I can assure you of that.
Okay. Now, just so you know. That the Roberson people will tell you, well, and I've heard this from other people as well, impartial observers, that Michael Roberson in the 79th Nevada legislature was strong, conservative, Republican. In the 78th, he promoted the largest tax increase in the history of our state.
Yeah.
But a lot of people saying, hey, but he was conservative this last time around. The question is, which Roberson is on the ballot?
Well, you know, I only vote for one person at a time.
There you go.
And if he can't decide who he is, I'm not voting for him.
Wow.
You know, what a person's made of, the fundamental thing. Sometimes people change their view on an issue because they learned something they didn't know. But when it comes to being pro-life or pro-gun or anti-tax, those things are virtually unchangeable in the human being. You either respect the individual's rights, and that same fundamental drive is what makes you support life in the womb and the right to bear arms and the right to keep your own money.
Boy,
the same thing.
Yeah. Let me ask you, though, any assembly races out your way that have caught your attention that maybe you're looking at that, and maybe you're even supporting?
Not yet. Not yet. I haven't put in the time and energy, which is shameful.
Well, and I will tell you on that lieutenant governor's race, I moderated a debate, and it was kind of embarrassing that Roberson didn't even show up.
really?
Well,
is he just that sure of himself?
And according to the sponsors of the debate, he was saying yes because he thought it was him giving a speech to this local women's group, and then when he found out it wasn't. It was like, you mean there are going to be other people there? There are going to be other candidates there? Ah, no, thank you. So and I've got a good friend, Brent Jones, who's a good friend who I will probably support.
You know what? Actually, I have met him.
Yeah.
I have met Brent Jones.
He's the real water dude. He's the real water dude.
Yeah, right on. Yeah, you know what? I probably will support him as well. I did not make that connection.
Wow. Hey, listen, I'm going to let you go. You have yourself a great weekend, and we will talk again next Friday.
You bet you, Kevin. I'll talk to you later.
Thank you, Rico Waller, joining us. Oh, my gosh. You know what time it is now?
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Danny Tartanian, and I approve this message. When I first told my father I wanted to run for public office, he asked, why would you want to do that? The people that are the most successful are the ones that lie the best and have the most money to lie the most often. I laughed thinking my dad didn't know what he was talking about. But as usual, Dad was right. I learned this is how the swamp operates. They take millions of dollars from lobbyists and special interest groups. Then they vote favorably for their legislation. Then they use the money to lie about good conservative candidates who challenge the establishment. They did this with Ted Cruz, with Rand Paul, and even Donald Trump. But we can put a stop to this. We can show them that Nevadans want honest public servants who keep their promises. I have never been afraid to take on the establishment from either party. I realize that if we want to change the way Washington, D.C. operates, we need to drain the swamp. That's why I have never backed down from the challenge. Every race that I've been in, the establishment has spent millions of dollars lying about me. They are scared to death to see me in office because they know they can't control me. I will vote for what is in the best interest of my fellow Nevadans, not the establishment. I've taken my lumps and my losses. However, I've always fought back. I won the first defamation lawsuit by a politician in Nevada, and I'm in the process of winning a second. But winning lawsuits won't change Washington, D.C. Only draining the swamp will.
This message was paid for by Tartanian for Congress.
Coming up is my favorite part of the show. It's where you tell us what you want to talk about. We make it easy for you. All you got to do is pick up the phone, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. Yeah. By the way, you want to follow me on Twitter, at Kevin Wall Radio. More and more people are following me, and I love it. We communicate on a regular basis. I just love it. We try and keep you up to date on what's going to be ahead on the show via Twitter and Facebook. Yeah, we do it all. Stick around. More to do as we continue live and local now. It's live and local now. So good to have you with us. It is our wall-to-wall free-for-all. This is where you get a chance to call in, talk about what it is you want to talk about. One of the things I love about this segment is it kind of turns the tables. Because for the first 2.5 hours of this show, we tell you what we're going to talk about. It's going to be topical. It's going to be stuff that's happening now. is not going to be a recitation of history. And we make sure we do that. And I love it. It's my favorite part of the program because it's what you want to talk about. Let's begin. Go to Ryan. Ryan, you're up. You're on Live and Local now. Go right ahead.
Hey, Kevin. I was thinking of Make America Great Again, and I wonder why the again was in there. I guess I'm not to put off the audience or anything. I'm maybe more liberal-leaning than your typical listener. But I want to make America great, and I want to work with conservatives and understand what it is about the again half that you're seeing. Because liberals, Democrats, we tend to look to new ideas. Conservatives tend to have an idea of something that once existed that they want to return to.
Well, the time was when American greatness was celebrated by America. When we led, not from behind, but we led, period. We got away from that during the Obama years. He went around the world and apologized for America and American greatness. He didn't want us to be really great. Now we've got a president that says, hey, we're going to be great again. We're going to lead the world the way we always have. But we got away from that. Does that resonate with you? I mean, do you get that?
It does. Yeah. Let me put on my liberal thinking hat here, right, and go, how do we get to that common place where conservative and liberal, Democrat, Republican, we're all looking at the same leadership role? How do we get that place? And when I look at some of the concerns that I have with America, I go, there's a real sense of inequality and an uneven application of the law. You know, law is government. Law is the structure that unifies us all. What if we took a radical idea and interpreted the Constitution, such as Amendment 14, to really strive to the goal of equal application of the law?
Well,
not just protection.
One of the things that the president's been criticized for just in the last 24 hours after his talk of pardons, and in each case, Dinesh D'Souza, Martha Stewart, Rod Blagojevich, you go back to Scooter Libby and different. We've always talked about how they were treated unfairly, and supposedly the president is being trashed today, this hour, by Jake Tapper and others for promoting fairness. That's what Democrats and that's what left-wing folks have been doing. That's what liberals have been doing for 50 years, talking about the unfairness, talking about the unfairness of the wealthiest 1% and how the wealthiest 1% needs to pay their, quote, fair share. When I hear liberals talk about fairness, I reach for my wallet because I know they're coming after it. And
but in my case, I'm not going after your wallet. I'm really looking for how to make all of our wallets bigger. A win-win-win-win scenario. You know, that's for some of us, that's what we strive for. We're the optimist. The glass is always half full. Liberal is it's difficult to get them, but we do listen to your programs.
How can
we get that resonance?
Well, I'll be honest with you. I don't know. As long as there are people who support open borders, who believe that we should take from the rich and give to the poor, I call that philanthropy. I do it a lot in my personal life. I don't want government doing it. I think as long as you have that, those people, the climate change and the other stuff, to me, is peripheral stuff. As long as you have people doing that other stuff, I think it's going to be very tough because everybody's going to defend their turf, and they should. I don't blame liberals for defending their turf. I really honestly don't. If they really believe in open borders, if they really believe that we should take money away from the wealthiest 1% and spread it on down to everybody else, then fine. Defend your position, but don't try and silence me or Milo Yiannopoulos or Ann Coulter. Is that fair?
No, I it's fair. What is fair, right? I mean, we use a lot of blanketed words in politics because they mean a lot of differing things to a lot of different people. But for me, fair is equal opportunity, not equal outcome. We're not going to get equal outcome. I'm with you on that. We're not going to get equal outcome.
Ryan, you don't sound like a liberal. You don't sound like a liberal. You sound like maybe a libertarian or something else, but you don't sound like a liberal.
And I'm probably not your typical conservative or liberal. I probably love America. I love law, and I love the opportunity that this country and the people present an opportunity to show to our species. We have a chance to really show something unique, a human side now. It's there. Hey, it would have been great if Obama had seen it, but he didn't see it the same way that I saw it entirely. But he saw some of this. Now, where is your problem or concern? I guess I'm asking for your problem now.
Yeah.
With the concept of removing protected persons from enforcing laws and creating a unified law that applies equally to all citizens of this country, and that all people are citizens in this country. Do you have any concerns with that philosophy?
Yeah, a citizenship is not something we give away like rock candy. It is something that is earned, and as a sovereign country, we have the right to determine who it is we are going to give citizenship to. We also have the right to defend our borders and to allow in people that will benefit our country, not be a drain on our country. Mexico does that already. We don't hear a lot of criticism about Mexico, but try emigrating to Mexico. And if you don't have a job or you don't have education or you don't have money, your chances of getting Mexican citizenship are not all that good.
So I guess the thought that just popped in my head is people law. If you're here, you're in the jurisdiction, the physical boundaries of the jurisdiction, you commit a crime, is that law apply to you because of your status as a citizen or not? Or should all laws apply to all people all the time equally?
I would think, for instance, somebody that is here illegally has to abide by our speed limits, as an example. That's a law.
Exactly right, and the same thing as it comes with violence. We don't want to see violence happening within communities in our own cities because it's a sanctuary city. Gangs band together, create their own kind of quasi cultural system of laws, and before we know it, we've lost, or we're protecting the violent. We're protecting these people with these forms of confusing removals of these laws. So I guess a law can apply differently depending on what it is attempting to do. What's the primary purpose of law?
Is it to establish
a status, or is it to protect people from violence?
No, it's to create order. It's to create
order. Create order, right.
At an intersection, if you let everybody off doing their own thing, no stoplights, no stop signs, you'd have intersections where you'd have accidents every hour, on the hour, every day. So we create order. We put traffic lights up. We create speed limits, four-way stops, school zones. All of those things are meant to protect the public good. I get that, but that's different. Because there's a difference between protecting people and creating order and laws that are meant to give special protections to special people.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
No, that's my concern for America today. If I were to tell you, get on a conservative radio and say, I'm concerned that we have too many special laws protecting and creating too many special classifications for too many variant types of people.
I got to tell you,
we need a simple form of law, Ryan, that applies to all of us equally.
Ryan, you are no liberal, my friend. I got to tell you.
The police don't like me either. police do not like the concept that I'm taking away protected person status. Federal employees don't like it because I'm taking away federal protected person status with this philosophy.
I got to tell you.
It's a new idea.
I don't know where you got this, Ryan, but I love the way you talk. I gotta leave you on that note, but I got to tell you, Ryan is no flaming liberal. And by the way, guys, I love engaging people like that because I like talking with people about the differences. I mean, there is a difference, though. There are laws that are there on the books to create order in our society. That's not a bad thing. That's a good thing. Now, where legislators go off the rails is when they try and create special classes that have to be treated differently. Whatever happened to fairness, treating everybody the same, equal opportunity under the law? That's different than giving some special opportunities. You know, it's just different. We're going to take a quick break. We'll get to more of your calls. Maybe you agree with Ryan. Maybe you claim to be a liberal, but Ryan was no liberal, folks. Did you hear him? Ryan was no liberal. Here's the number, 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844-263-8232. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Hi, I'm Jim Small, and I'm running for State Assembly in District 2. I grew up instilled with the values of hard work, giving back to the community, and spending money wisely. District 2 wants a representative in Carson City that will fight high taxes and regulations that hurt businesses and the livelihood of everyday Nevadans. I have carried those values all of my life, and I have the necessary experience to do the job. My name is Jim Small, and I'm running to be your assemblyman in District 2. Remember, think big, vote small. Paid for by Jim for Nevada.
A plan to fund Social Security for the next 80 years and increase benefits. To ramp up education, make schools safer, and protect our Second Amendment rights. To bring new industries to Nevada. I'm Bill Townsend, an entrepreneur who has created over 4,000 jobs by looking at the root causes of problems and creating solutions. With your vote, I'll bring these skills to Congress in CD4. Visit townsendfornevada.com to learn what I plan to do on your behalf. I'm Bill Townsend, and I approve this message, paid for by the Townsend Campaign.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare. And I'll fight all tax increases. Because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As all of you know, I know a good conservative when I see one. Well, I've got a great one for you. I'm all in for former Assemblyman Brent Jones for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I've known Brent for many years. He's a good businessman, but more importantly, he votes right every time. He stands up to the corrupt swamp creatures and votes to reduce taxes and provide school choice. He even brought a bill to remove Common Core from our state. He wants government to keep their hands off our guns. And he was the first elected official I'm aware of to publicly endorse Donald Trump for president. That took courage. We need guys like Brent if we're going to prevent our great state from becoming Sanctuary California East. Don't let the swamp take over Nevada. Please help Brent with a small donation of as little as $5. Text hashtag vote Brent to 53445. That's hashtag vote Brent to 53445. This election is so important for Nevada's future. Help take Nevada back. Help my great friend Brent Jones win for lieutenant governor. Go to votebrentjones.com. That's votebrentjones.com.
Paid for by Vote Brent Jones.
My name is Dustin Coney. I'm the owner of Mr. Coney's Barbershop, and I'm a proud client of City National Bank.
My grandfather was a barber. Grew up in his shop, sweeping the floors. Being a barber is more than just somebody that's cutting hair. You are a friend, you're a brother, you're a neighbor, and that's what inspired me to get into it. I was referred to City National by Gina McAllister. She is somebody that I trust with my entire business.
When Dustin came to me as a new business owner, I knew referring him to City National Bank would be a good idea because I knew they would take care of him.
It was important to be with people that I know care about me and my success and offer products and services that will help my business reach its long-term goals. I see Mr. Coney's being in every city in the United States of America. I see products, I see hair salons, I see everything. And I know as my business grows, my relationship with City National will grow.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Tell you what, let's do it. It's our wall-to-wall free-for-all. You know how that works. Go to Tracy. In Palm Desert, listening on 98.1, Ed Stoll's great radio station, News and Talk That Rocks. Tracy, you're up. Go right ahead.
Great. I was just listening to, I think the young man's name was Ryan, who tagged himself as a liberal, and you were trying to explain to him he's not really a liberal. The day after Hillary lost the election, I was in my library in the Rancho Mirage, California area, and I saw on CDs Dinesh D'Souza's Hillary's America. Now, I had not seen the movie.
Oh, you had? Oh, it's great.
No, I wish I had. But listening to each of those discs in my car, I have a traveling job. In my car, I would listen to those discs, and when I got to the one that told about how the blacks in the South had been moved to the Chicago projects by the Democrats in the 60s. They were promised housing. They were promised this was a utopia. And now they are trapped, and Chicago has terrible crime. And Hillary supports that idea of keeping the blacks in these kind of housing projects. It's just shocking that the mothers watch their children get killed crossing the street going to school. They have toilets that don't work. They're on the 11th, 12th floor. They have to climb all the way up. The elevators don't work. They're rat infested. They're crime infested. And these poor people, these blacks, are trapped in what was provided to them by the Democrats in the 1960s. I'm seeing that happen with our own state with these sanctuary cities. These people are coming into our country, and they're truly trapped in these sanctuary cities, and they believe they're going to be helped.
Hey,
so
Tracy,
about America.
Tracy, yes. Can I ask you, though, when Dinesh D'Souza was prosecuted by the feds, do you think that's why, that when he came up with his Hillary's America and some of the other films he's done, which are absolutely spot on, and they give you a sense of history most people have never heard before, that it's Democrats who were anti-black so long ago.
Yes.
Do you think he was prosecuted because of that?
Oh, I definitely do. I definitely do. And I'm so glad he's been pardoned and has the right to vote again and hopefully make more good films that show us the truth about what the Democrats support. And I am rather independent. I have been known to cross the line and vote for Democrats or Republicans, or sometimes, you know, people are running that are quite independent. I'm a free thinker, and I really love America, and I want to see these black people have opportunities. I definitely want them to have opportunities. And people of all walks of life, I don't want them trapped in ghettos that are supported by Democrats' promises. Those promises are so phony, so fake, so tragic that these poor kids get killed before they can enter those school systems even. So I want people to listen to Dinesh D'Souza and see that movie if they can. I certainly want to see the movie Hillary's America. What it would have been like, we would be nowhere near where we are now with Donald Trump. As controversial a character as he is really bringing America back and trying to help the blacks and the poor. He really is providing jobs. Not just providing, he's providing businesses that provide jobs. This isn't a handout. people are getting real jobs. There's real economic recovery. And that's only because we have changed our ways. We are not bringing people into the country to vote Democrat or to vote Republican. We don't do that to people. We don't bring people in the fold to vote our way in America, in a free America. I love America.
Hey, Tracy,
so thank you for letting me express that.
And Tracy, you've got primary elections coming up, don't you? Tuesday?
Yes, we do.
Who are you going to vote for governor? John Cox?
I think I'm going to vote for John Cox, but I'm cautious. I'm very cautious, and I'm looking at another candidate. I took out to my patio all sorts of brochures to see who's endorsing whom, and it's going to be a last-minute decision on John Cox because I do believe some of the rhetoric about him that he's switched around a lot of different ways. But I want to be sure he wins, and I want to get these corrupt Democrats in California moved out, and some people who clean house in California. It's a mess. It's just a mess.
Hey, Tracy, I'm so glad you called from Palm Desert. Listening on 98.1 News and Talk that rocks. Yeah, it's. I love it when we get calls from the Coachella Valley because they are so on top of things.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
Hi, I'm Matt McCarthy, and I'm your Law and Order candidate for Assembly District 23. For 25 years as a police officer in Southern Nevada, I responded to calls to assist those whom I didn't know. Today, if elected as your assemblyman, I will have the opportunity to assist those whom I know, my neighbors and business owners in Assembly District 23. As your assemblyman, you can count on me to protect our constitutional right to bear arms, to protect our religious freedom, to fight against tax increases and unnecessary fees, to fund education while demanding accountability, to protect Medicare while pushing back on Medicaid expansion programs, to assist our veterans so as to improve their quality of life, to ensure we never become a sanctuary city, and to provide our first responders with the tools they need so we can become the safest state in America. If elected, I promise to serve and protect you with the same passion that I had when serving and protecting the public as a police officer. You can learn more about me by visiting my website at mattfornevada.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Matt McCarthy for Assembly.
We're gonna have a great weekend, all of us. I hope you're going to have a great weekend, too. And one of the things we're going to talk about on Monday, because it will be our final week of early voting. Yeah. Why it is so important to get out and vote. I'm going to get out and vote this weekend, okay? What is on the line coming up on June 12th? It's not just, is this candidate going to win or is that candidate going to win? This is stuff that's important to you and me in our everyday lives. And I'm going to zero in on your life and why this next election, this primary election, not just that we send Republicans to Carson City or Washington, D.C., but why is that important to your life? And that it's not just sending Republicans. We have to send conservative Republicans who embrace President Donald J. Trump and his America First policy. We have to do that. So much is on the line. And we talk about it every day all across the state and even into the liberal People's Republic of California. Hey, hope you have a great weekend. Thanks to Jameson. He did double duty today. I just love guys like that. I want to thank Tracy Brigida, Andrew Paul, but most importantly, I want to thank you for listening. The Knights and the Washington Capitals. From D.C. tomorrow, 5 o'clock, be listening on many of these stations. Till we join you on Monday, I'm Kevin Wall. Make the most of the rest of your day, live and local now.
I'm Craig Mueller, Republican candidate for Attorney General. As I've traveled across all parts of this great state over the last few months, it has become clear to me Nevadans are fed up. They are fed up with being controlled by their government through decree instead of governed by them through consent. They are fed up with over 86% of land controlled by unelected federal bureaucrats who live 2,300 miles away in Washington. They are fed up with seeing the Constitution and our state laws ignored, not enforced. Well, I'm fed up too. That's why I'm running to be your next Attorney General. And when elected, I will file suit against the Bureau of Land Management to get them out of Nevada. Whenever the federal government oversteps its authority, I will push back. I will serve Nevada and the U.S. Constitutions and the people of Nevada, not special interests. But I can't do it without your help. Please go to Craig, the number 4, Nevada.com to learn more about me and how you can support my race. That's Craig, 4, Nevada.com. Paid for by the committee to elect Craig Mueller.